So prisons are going up, and that has a lot of side benefits, apart from just getting rid of the superfluous population. It is a source of cheap labor, so prison labor is going way up. Cheap labor, you don't have to worry about unions, no benefits, they don't get out of line. And that also naturally undercuts wages elsewhere. So when, just like forcing welfare mothers to work, you know, raising children isn't work, as anybody knows who's had children. So you have to drive them to work, kind of like people who go to, you know, Fidelity Investment to figure out scams about how to deal with the security market. You really want these people to work. But since there's no jobs for them, they're going to work at low paid or publicly subsidized wages, which will undercut other wages. And the same with prison labor. In fact, the scale of prison construction, which is a kind of Keynesian stimulus to the economy anyway, but its scale has become so enormous that even high-tech industry, you know, the guys who are usually just ripping off the Pentagon system, they're beginning to look at it, figuring out, recognizing that high-tech surveillance devices and so on may be another way to sort of get the transfer of public funds to make sure that high-tech industry keeps moving. It's not the scale of the Pentagon, but it's going up.